Welcome to The Download here on WGN Radio, WGNRadio.com. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my guest today is considered one of the best up-and-coming hip-hop artists in the city. Ladies and gentlemen, Solo Sam.
Yeah, days I've been passing up. Feel like I'm living on no time. You cannot worry about corners and counting when you was focused up on your brand. Yeah, it's a conglomerate. Who's you honest with? Who gonna hold you down? I'm not stressing, the Lord has been pressing, so filling my canal, so rebound. I was on the ground, now I'm moving now, over obstacles holding me back. I am intact to a fact of a fraction, my team is a faction that's going to crack. Close without saying, parlaying and playing, the payment for places is all of our work. Y'all commentators, y'all Oliver North. Blessing and riches, that's all of my work. I had to when I pass through, we permanent like a tattoo, Y'all wanna scratch y'all as raccoons in the back room, shit smile like the bathroom, We come through, dreams come through, we got gold, homie, just y'all wait, You come through, wait, enough said. Well, nigga, that breezing and cooling like I ain't got no time. Feel like, boy, we been moving, you can't go check the signs, Breezing and cooling, we just been breezing and cooling, Breezing and cooling, we just been breezing and cooling, Breezing and cooling, yo, we got special move. And my business about business, that's just my attitude, Breezing and cooling, we just been breezing and cooling.
Solo Sam just put out his EP called Itis, which came out this summer, but recently the video for Breezing and Cooling, the song we just heard, was released. Lots of tennis, a little bit of centaur.
Yeah. Just those kind of like relaxing vibes, you know?
Exactly. Solo Sam not only wrote and performed the music, but he produced this EP and he also did the cover art. He can do it all. Chicago hip hop artist Solo Sam with me today. Good to see you.
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here and just get to be in this environment. It's a beautiful studio, by the way.
Yeah, isn't amazing every day to be in here.
Yeah.
For you to release a video, you know, just put it out, is that as exciting as releasing the music?
It is in two different ways. Like when releasing music, there's more of like an anxiousness to it because you're waiting for the response. When releasing a video, it's kind of like, all right, people supported the music. You just got to have a somewhat decent video that'll match. And like with Strip Mall, the people I work with,
yeah, right.
They always come with great visuals. So I was more excited because I knew it was going to be a good video and I knew people would enjoy it.
You know, as I mentioned, you do a lot of the parts of the music, not just the music, but you produce the music, the cover art. Is it hard to put vision in someone else's hands when you're talking about the video, when you have to go to Strip Mall and you're thinking about them directing it? Is it more difficult for you to sort of collaborate in that way?
Not really. When you can understand that there are people who do what they do and you can mutually respect that that's their thing, because you can't always helm over everything. Even for like the project, yeah, it was recorded, produced, but engineering wise, he's actually with me in the studio, Banks of Genius. He kind of oversaw that whole thing when it was like game time and we needed the final mixes, masters, radio edits, and just to sound clean because we recorded it at home. And we took it to his studio and he like edited it. I had no problem. It's just the people you work with are your like friends and family.
Right, so. Right. For you, you had a couple great years here, but this has been 2018 has been the best so far. I mean, as I mentioned, the lead being an up and coming artist and every hip hop magazine, not just here in Chicago, but around the country, pointing you out as a name to watch. How does that make you feel? I mean, for you to be in this position where you have been producing music and it seems to be falling, it seems to be climbing and going in that trajectory.
It feels good. It feels good just because I never go into a year just expecting it to be, oh, this is the best year. I go into every year trying to improve on something we did last year. And this year, like, we were able to improve definitely on something we did last year. And when you're able to plan out kind of how you're taking your career by how many steps you take in relation to the past ones you did, it's very easy. And fun. It's fun. You know, you see improvement and growth, and then you see the response to improvement and growth. And as long as you're beating your personal records, you're bound for success in what you do.
How does Itis and the work that you did in 2018, how is that an improvement from some of the stuff that you've done before?
Well, Itis was the first project that was, like, produced by me. Like, so that in itself was really big. But I think it was the first time that I was making music not just for myself, for people to listen to. Because usually I grew as an artist making music that I personally liked. I liked how it sounded. But when creating this music, there was more of a duty for music listeners. Like, people can relate to this, you know? And putting that as the focus while making this, I think really helped it, less of it just be music and be, oh, there's an artist. You know, I'm supporting this artist, right, not right. just music.
It's such a great sound, and it's a sound that for hip hop fans is they're familiar with. I mean, it's a, you know, there's something straight ahead about the music that you put out. But in a way, what we're hearing in 2018 as music finds a way to find artistic departures and go in different ways where it's a lot more sing-song kind of art, to come back to what you're producing and how you're sort of putting this together. Is that intentional for you to think about this art as this is my sound, this is what I do, as opposed to kind of going with the trends?
When it comes down to it, and I've always believed this, like when you have a fan and you have a supporter, they come to listen to your art, you know. As much as people, like there are famous people like Drake, you know, people don't come to me like Solo Sam to hear a Solo Sam type Drake song.
Right.
They come to hear a song. If they want to listen to Drake, they'll listen to Drake.
Right.
So as long as I'm focusing on growing my sound the way I've been building it, that's what builds a fan base and people who support you, because you're creating that narrative and that sound for yourself. So
does it help you that you produce your own stuff? I mean, for that.
Definitely.
The idea of your voice.
I think that helped me. So the way I got into production was a writer's block. I was releasing projects and songs, and it would be hit or miss. And there's a type of production style that really connects with me. And being able to recreate that by myself, I was able to have more songs that, like, okay, these all sound like Solo Sam songs.
Yeah.
Now as much, like, I'm not one of those artists who are like, I'll never rap over another person's beat. Like, I definitely can. I just think I needed that to grow. So.
And to find your, I always think about this because I think a lot of times it gets overlooked. You'll hear it in different genres of music where the artist found their voice.
Mm.
But it is so transparent and obvious to me in hip-hop, that's the most important thing, to find out
Definitely.
What your voice is and what your sound is to stand out from the other. How did that come about? I mean, did you know what you wanted to get to and it was just the idea of getting there? Or has that changed and evolved over time?
It definitely changed and evolved over time. Like, as a rap artist, like most rap artists, they come out, you know, they're doing it for fun and they have a very egotistical, like, rap name. Your first rap name's always, like, very ridiculous and kind of just like I rap. Like, my rap name was the nicest when I first started, and I would put that in all my rap songs. And then from there, there's a level of maturity where you grow into what you're creating, and from there you kind of to solidify a sound while you grow in it, you know. As long as you don't get consumed by what people think, like, I've never been consumed about what people think was, like, hot. You know, like, I just know that I like music. I think I have good taste in music, and it was just like, make music that has a relation to the taste of music you like, and people support it, and that's what it's been like. So I'm super happy about it.
Isn't that the conundrum in all art, that, you know, there's the art that you want to produce and there's the art that wants to be consumed?
Yeah.
And you see this over and over in every you talk about every discipline every of art, right? But there is something to be said that there will be a style of in rap that people are looking for, that consumers are wanting to consume, and record labels and others wanting to produce.
Mm-hmm.
How do you as an artist incorporate those kind of trends but also stay true to who you are?
It's just always listening to music, kind of like being a fan of a genre and less of an artist. You know, once you're aware of what people are listening to and what you like, you can go ahead and start creating music that just falls in place with all that. Because back when I first started, it was a lot of thinking. Like, you're thinking and less actually doing. Once you're creating music and you're building fans, you can see, like, your fans will tell you what they like from you and what they don't. And then you give them more of that, and they'll tell you what they like from that and what they don't. And from there on, you kind of grow. Because they've been, the people who have been listening to my music have been listening, like, my whole life. Like, when I was, like, the nicest. So those fans are kind of like my new fans.
And those are the ones you're going to pay attention to. Those are the fans that you know have your sound in mind.
Yeah, and so, just going along with that, I never really think too much about it going into the process. The music is the most important part, and it's really about creating ultimately, what is me?
What's it mean to be a Chicago artist?
It means a lot of things. I think it's really great coming from this city. There are always going to be hard parts of coming from a saturated city with a lot of artists, a lot of rappers. It's competitive. You know, it's like sport, but it's also an honor at the same time, where a lot of great artists came from here. And it's a great, beautiful city, and it's just kind of like a chip on your shoulder when going into it. You know, it's kind of like how, if it's funny, I think about this, but like you hear about crime here and it's so like bad, and you're, you know, people talk about it. Then you go to another place and they're like, oh yeah, that neighborhood's bad. And you're kind of like, man, it's probably not as bad as some places I've been in Chicago, you know? So what happens is you kind of go to other music scenes, do what you do, and it stands out.
Right.
You know, that's when you realize you're a Chicago artist. Like when we, when me and my guy Banks, a couple of us drove down a Johnny Strip Mall, the one who shot Breeze and Cool, and we drove down to South by Southwest. And when we were out there, we had a couple shows. And by the crowd interaction and the people there, it's like, that's when you know you're a Chicago artist.
I always ask people that about, you know, what is it about Chicago that makes you a stronger artist? And you wonder if it is not just what's in the water here, but also the perceptions around the country of what kind of artist you are, and you almost live up to that.
Yeah, definitely. I think that goes without saying. When you see the microscope that's on the Chicago music scene, and it's probably because I've talked to friends about how in other areas it's easier to get into music in the success of it, in the money of it,
right,
just because
right.
there's like funds. But in Chicago, there are people who are really watching, because I think Chicago is becoming a new creative hub. Like the people who would go to New York for business or go to like California for entertainment, they're starting to come here just because we are in the Midwest. We're in the center of America.
So you're seeing more artists that may be looking to study or maybe looking to find a voice, skipping out on the commerce towns and coming to the Midwest.
Yeah, definitely.
So interesting. And you're of a genre now of musicians who, you know, if I would have had the conversation with you 10 years ago, you know, the Chicago music scene wouldn't be what it is today. You've seen people just flocking to the musicians and the music that is coming out of here. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that the spotlight is on Chicago hip hop more than it has been probably ever?
I think it's just because there has been a consistency, you know. And the consistency started about 10 years ago when, like, it might not have been as aggressive as it was, but it was the artists, you know, it'd be like you hear about one artist from another city, a Chicago artist, one artist from another city,
right,
a Chicago
right.
artist. Like, if you think about it, there was a time where we had, like, Kanye West, Rhyme Fest,
right.
Lupe Fiasco,
yeah, right.
Common, all those people. I'm not sure if Lupe Fiasco. Yeah, Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah.
That's Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I'm thinking about Kid Cudi because I know Kid Cudi's Cleveland, but when he first came out, I thought he was from Chicago. But we had all those artists, and rap wasn't at the forefront of music as it is
right.
now.
Right.
It was very popular. Rap's always been popular, but now it's like there's stats from Spotify being like rap is the most listened to genre across the globe. And if you think about, let's say 10 years ago, I'm 26, I'm 16, okay? So Chance the Rapper, he was around King Louie, he was around Chief Keef. All these people were around Saba, No Name. All these artists were around at that time, and they were consistent. And that consistency led into the forefront of rap, and they were there.
Yeah.
Mick Jenkins. There are just so many like Chicago artists who are, if you're talking about
right.
good artists, they're from
It's not
here.
A fluke that they're successful now because, like you said, they were consistent 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Right.
And so I think it's funny because I think that just happens with Chicago in general. Like you see artists working here and you see some fall off and some continue. And then when they're looking for the new kind of like wave of Chicago artists, you know, it's sink or swim. Like if you were
right.
doing what you're supposed to, consistent with work, it kind of will like plan itself.
That's a great way to think about it too, that if you're looking for any sort of transparency or formula to how how the hip hop scene works here. It's consistency. Yeah. The idea that you're working when the spotlight's not on.
Yeah.
And that those are the people who are succeeding at the end of the day because they were working when no one was paying attention.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. For you, it's interesting too because, you know, when we're talking and Chance the Rapper is at City Hall, you know, endorsing mayoral candidates. Mm-hmm. And Vic Mensa's had a big, big role with 16 Shots and the Jason Van Dyke trial. Your record or your EP, a lot about consumerism, about over-consuming and just what kind of culture we live in. Do you feel more inclined to find a message in the music because that seems to be what sets Chicago apart?
Yeah. My music will always have, I feel like, an underlining message of my beliefs. I want to use music less of that to talk about that and more of a platform to get me to where I can be able to speak on subjects that are important to me. And right now, and I've said it before, I think we're in the time when a lot of people are acting impulsively and not thinking consciously about what they're doing, what they're consuming, what they're allowing, you know, and I feel like a lot of what's happening in society as a whole, all the problems we have now, is from a culture of just impulsive living.
Right, right.
And in my music and just how I live, I want people to just be more thoughtful in their existence.
There's a great and a fine line between, you know, wanting to tell the world, hey, watch out for this kind of stuff, and and being more reflective and saying, this is how it's affected me.
Yeah.
You know, do you walk that line about, you know, this is important to me versus let me give you a hot take on what
Yeah, definitely. I feel like my music is very conversational, kind of like just how it would be if you go into an office with like a therapist and they're not really going in and being like, you have this, that, and that. They walk you through your realizations. You know, they just accompany you through that. They never tell you what to do.
Right.
They tell you what you're thinking. And like, you know, like if a friend makes a decision, a bad one, I'm not going to scold them about a bad decision. I'm going to help them with the decision they made, you know? And so in my music, I'm just helping people with the decisions they're making in their life.
You talked at the beginning of this about improving, about having a plan, and then obviously the through line of consistency. So what's next for you? As you look at 2019, what do you need to improve upon in your career to take that next step?
I think it's making the break into a more national scene where, like, I feel like, I'm not saying, like, locally everybody knows me. It's just there's only so much you can do locally. There are a lot of artists who get to where very similar place where locally they're known and then they have to branch
out.
And then come back to be that person that you're like, oh, we all know him. It's because they, so right now it's looking at that step of how to get the national less online and more physical, you know, that national support, like take it from it being like online, like 5 fans in Iowa or 4 fans in like Texas and like focusing on that, maybe going there.
I was gonna say,
and doing something for those 4 fans, causing them to tell each of them their 10 friends. That's 40 fans.
You're ready to get into it. You gotta go tour the country.
It's one of those things that, like, yeah, you'll do a tour. Each one of your shows will have 4 to 5 people. It is what it is. You know, that happens. No artist who's well known has ever had a show just popped into a place and had a show that was like fully packed. Like, no, at least no long-term artist, I should say.
Well, we're looking forward to that in 2019. You got to come back and tell us how that tour went. And that experience. Solo Sam, my guest, the EP Itis, which is out now.
Yes, sir.
Thanks again for joining me. Appreciate it.
Of course, appreciate you for having me. Solo Sam.
Yeah, they say life moves at a blink of an eye, you're on fleek with the lies. If I ain't got it, I ain't peeped on the time. If I peek on my grind, it's gon' keep them alive. If I keep rapping, I'm a creature and as yeah, they creepin' and now they are sheepin'. I'm alone with homeship. They wasn't ready for all this. Art is everything you put your hand of heart in. Now I got rockets like art and pardon me for everything I gotta be. And if you got a problem, you can CC me on your TV screen, 2-7 on your whole life. My old life is looking like my new one. My new chick is better than the old one. Hey, fuck stress, just crack open a cold one. A whole one lit to the sky for the only one.
Now fast cars, fast life, I ain't really worried about it. Yeah, fast forward, fast nights, I ain't really worried about it. Yeah, hold it down, hide down, fuck what you heard about it. Yeah, we moving fast, take a flash right before we weigh up about it. Now fast, 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 mother, that's fast. Yeah, fast, 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 mother, that's fast. Yeah, fast, 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 boy, you're moving too fast. Yeah, fast, 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 fast.